Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Katz with the Dish. This is John Katzalamidis. I write the Katz Report, Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, and I write for all the titles in Greenspun Media Group. Currently in progress is a cover story for Vegas Magazine on Veronique at Bally's. Joining me is the ever beautiful and sometimes unbalanced Tricia McCrone. Tricia.
Definitely unbalanced. It has been over a month since we have seen the studio, and almost that long since I have seen you.
I like what you've done with the place.
Thank you. Yes, and we should explain why we've been in repeats. We all know that I have lupus. I've been out there, and I didn't know this. Between that and travel plans of Johnny Katz, mainly.
Yeah, but, both of us have been.
Yeah, but we were gone because you were in. I was okay when you were in Macau.
Yeah, that's right. You were okay when I was in Macau.
I was okay when you were in Macau. But
that's right.
Then,
it was after Macau.
Right after that was Thanksgiving. And then right after Thanksgiving, I had a bad lupus flare, which caused in labyrinthitis, which basically has been one of the worst things I've ever had in my life, which basically kept me bedridden for about a month. Mm-hmm. And I'm up and walking, although not without the assistance of my very handy and sturdy, thank God he's strong, co-host John Katzalamidis. So I'm throwing out there that, you know, and I hate to say it because I want to get the bad stuff out of the way before we talk about how wonderful the year was, because there was a lot of wonderful things that happened, lupus sucks, and it's a really sucky disease, and it's not well known, and we see the commercial with the mask that is very creepy, but it's also very... I'm glad there's a commercial out there, and it's disturbing with that mask, but it does. A lot of the people that you may not know that have lupus have it because we do wear masks. It's not something that kind of comes out there. You think
it's
everything's great, and people are very, very sick. Tony Braxton is one.
Right.
A Seal is another that explains the markings that he has that people were not really sure of from his face.
Yep.
Kristen Johnson has recently come out with it, the actress, and it's Lady Gaga's borderline. Nick Cannon, our former guest, has it. Again, we only see the positive sides when people are up and working and happy, but it really messes with you. It's put, including me, in the last month in the hospital. Nick Cannon's been in and out of the hospital, a lot of people. And it is rumored that, it has not been proven, that the reason why Selena Gomez has canceled the rest of her tours is that she's recently been diagnosed.
Oh, really?
So we don't know. Her camp has not said that, but that is what is being reported. But so it's a rumor, so I can't say it's true, but... it's a sucky thing to have, and I hope that there's more research and more funding, but I'm very, very lucky that I have a wonderful family and friends, Johnny Katz included in there, my number one, and so I hope that more gets done, and I'm lucky that I'm going to make 100% recovery and be back to 100% very, very soon, and it's a new year, and you had the most, I have to say, heartfelt and really enjoyable stories in your Katz Report from the Boise and Pocatello bureaus of Katz with the Dish.
I'll tell you, you go to Idaho, and especially when you go to Lava Hot Springs, Idaho, if people read my column know my father owns a place called the Lava Hot Springs Inn. Great for lupus sufferers, by the way. You should come and soak in the hot tubs anytime.
Yes, it's healing.
It is healing. And you go there, and Lava Hot Springs, Idaho, has a population of 407 people. And you go there, and it is a different vibe, gear, planet, temperament, everything. The climate, it was zero. And I'm sitting outside in the hot baths.
I know,
to
you sent me a video. I was
so
jealous.
From all over the world. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds like it was hopping, man. It sounds like you guys were sold out.
It was. There were a lot of people there. I almost had to concede and release Suite 10, which is the Johnny Suite at the Lava Hot Springs Inn.
Wow, because, a lot of magic happens there.
But the place was built as it was the sanitarium, the city hospital for Lava Hot Springs in 1924. It was built mostly for military veterans after World War One and who were undergoing lengthy rehabilitation. They would come and sit in the natural hot water in lava. That's why it was built, and the main building is that still. So it's a geothermal miracle. Water comes out of the ground at very hot. It's calibrated about 100 degrees, and you just get up there and say, you know, we're just going to sit in the water and enjoy the experience. And that's what I did a lot of. And I visited my family, my new nephew.
I was just about to say it Austin, was baby Austin Katzelmeidis' first Christmas.
Austin Katzelmeidis.
Austin Katz.
Yeah, who's got more clothes than I do now. So it was a good thing.
Grandma,
my grandmother's
who
93
we love,
years old.
Grandma.
She was in great spirits, and I gave her a snow globe that I had been holding on to from Florence, Italy. And she has been holding on to this thing, like really holding on to it ever since I gave it to her. This reminds me so much of when I went to Italy in 1974. And mom, grandma's Italian. That's
and how much do I love the fact whenever Johnny Katz does his grandma imitation, it may be one of my favorite voices on the planet.
John, when are you going to find someone you can spend the rest of your life with?
So I've already found that person if I die tomorrow. but anyway, the family's great. And it was, I spent, about 2 weeks up there and didn't age a day. So I'm back and we're back and ready to roll.
And you are also everything is all healed and wonderful. You need to bring home like a bucket full of that lava hot springs water.
I'll just put you on a plane and on a train. And
I can't
on a bus
travel.
We'll put you on a bus.
Yeah,
so that, it's only that a 23-hour bus drive. Anyway, our word of the year is hope, right?
Yes, the word of the year is hope. And I really feel like good things are going to happen. 4 is my lucky number. And I just feel like 2014 is going to be amazing for both of us. And our next guest, I truly believe, is one of the greatest guys in this town.
We're projecting hope on our friend who's up next, who's now scrambling to find a home for his hockey team. It's Billy Johnson, one of the great people and executives in the city. He's going to tell us all about the plight of the Las Vegas Wranglers. So stick around. I know we will.
Happy New Year.
Viva Las Vegas.
Here we are, Cats with the Dish, Las Vegas Radio.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is our favorite minor league hockey franchise operator.
If only he was in the NHL.
And if only he was in the NHL, and he might not, as it turns out, be in the ECHL next year if he doesn't find a home. Billy Johnson, president of the Las Vegas Wranglers. Thanks for coming on down.
We love the Wranglers.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We do love the Wranglers.
We love the Wranglers, but you know what? I got to say, I love Billy Moore.
Oh.
Who's Billy Moore? Billy
Johnson is one of my favorite people in all of Las Vegas, who I met thanks to you, Johnny Katz.
That's right.
Yes.
He's one of my favorite people.
Yes, you showed up dressed inappropriately to meet me at a show, and I'll never forget.
Also, because of me, I met
sorry.
Him. Oh, yeah, that's right. Billy and I had a boys' night, an afternoon out, and went to see the 51s. And we're wearing flip flops.
They went to meet me at a show, and it was
we
like
were both wearing "I'm with Stupid" T-shirts.
I was horrified. Pointed at each other.
Well, we have new news with Billy here.
We do.
What is happening here? I'll give the short Reader's Digest version. This came about very suddenly on December 30th. It was when I sort of caught wind of it, and really intensely on New Year's Eve, that the Wranglers were not going to be playing hockey at Orleans Arena after this season. Fact. That is fact.
That is a fact.
Now, what's going on?
Yeah, how did you find this out? When did you find this out?
Well, we
heard on the streets.
We were invited over the summer to, as every negotiation does with a lease negotiation, when you try to renew it, you get an invitation to sort of say, hey, how would you like to see the lease change or whatever? How can we evolve it? I wouldn't say improve it, but evolve it, because people's change, their needs change, right? And so the first meeting for that was on December 6th, and our owner, Gary Jacobs, who I will say at this moment is perhaps the best professional sports owner Las Vegas has ever seen. Mm-hmm. His commitment is
committed to the city, committed to the franchise.
Amazing.
No question
it's really too bad he doesn't live here. But
December 6th is like as in not even a month ago.
As in 2013. Last year, if you want to be given.
Not even a month
ago. It was last year.
But not even a month ago.
Not even a month ago.
Okay.
So, and in that meeting, he had some ideas that he had been asked to present and really never got to them. They said that we were 100% sure that you're not coming back. And at that point, he asked for a one-year extension to help us buy some time to find.
Yeah, a new home.
A new home, and they declined that. So, With that, I mean, basically where we sit today is that the Orleans has other plans for their building, and it's their building, and that's mm-hmm. that's up to them. And we have had since official notice on December 14th of last year to
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
To find a new home or otherwise go dark. So that's where we are, and we're working very hard. We're very optimistic on it. And
Now, I have a question about that. What do they mean go dark? I mean, with your deal with the organization, with the governing body of the league.
Right.
Is that even an option, or do you lose the team? I mean, I don't understand what happens with it. Just, or you can just, like they do when a show is off for the night, you're dark for the night. So can you go dark for the season?
You can. The league does have hardship mechanisms in place, and in 11 years, this is probably the biggest hardship I've ever seen.
This seems to be the model of hardship.
This is the right. If you wanted to name a car named the Chevy Hardship, it would look like a Wrangler's logo.
You'd be the pitchman.
That would be the guy. So this will be a hardship, but the reason for the January 20th date is that they have 20-some-odd arenas and teams they have to get scheduled, and that stuff doesn't happen overnight. So they can't have one team kind of saying, well, we don't have a place and whatever. Mm-hmm. So we have a hard deadline to meet, and so we basically have been given just over 30 days. Now we're down to 3 weeks because the story's just breaking. To figure it out. And we've been working pretty hard on it since our official notice on December 14th.
Now, is there a place in the Las Vegas metropolitan area that could house such a endeavor as the Wrangler season?
It depends how you define it. There are places. The issue is that is there availability? There are a number of places we could play.
Like Thomas and Mack or something. Is that like
everything's booked. I mean, at this point, they're booking a year, year and a half, 2 years out.
Let's tick them off. Thomas and Mack is one of them.
Thomas and Mack is
MGM one. MGM Grand Garden Arena.
Also one of them. We've talked to Justin Timberlake's people. I don't think he's willing to move his date, but I don't know.
His plus one, or
maybe he would play.
I know Justin Timberlake has moved a lot of dates.
Maybe he would play after a Wranglers game. Right.
That we had the Smithereens.
Hey, JT.
Which you're known
for.
Which,
by the way, I was supposed to be at the Smithereens, and I ended up in the hospital, so I don't know what that means.
That's an excused absence.
Dang it. I was so looking forward to the Smithereens.
One of the great promotions. And this speaks, we'll talk about this right now.
Okay.
One of the great values of Billy Johnson in this city is he attracts a lot of energy, and people who know the city are attracted to him. Now, the night of the Smithereens.
He's also really good looking.
Are drawn to him, I guess. And forget about the weekend in New England that we spent together, as Barry Manilow said. This was on the 12th, was it? When were the Smithereens?
The Smithereens were actually on the 6th,
the day of this meeting.
The day of the meeting.
Now, on this night, the Smithereens play a promotional show after the Wranglers game.
Uh-huh.
And they bring the stage across the ice.
Yeah.
And this is a night that Beyoncé is playing in Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Or is Beyonce? Are you on like a...
Beyonce. And there's a number of other things happening
before
in Las Vegas.
Before I went to
Target. Beyonce.
And JCPenney.
This bouncy was planned. And all kinds of other things are happening. And several hundred people stayed after a minor league hockey game to watch a band whose, let's face it, creative peak was probably passed. Their sales peak is probably passed.
I saw them when they were...
Yeah. And who's there? We got Johnny Katz, who could have been anywhere else. I'm no big deal, but I could have been at Beyonce.
You're a big deal to me.
Yeah.
I was supposed to
be
there.
We have the Los Angeles Times reporter. Yep. We have my colleague Mike Weatherford, and it was with us.
Uh-huh.
All at this thing.
And
two significant journalists in there and me.
And
there,
beyond that, we had Vinnie Paul.
Vinnie Paul showed up.
From Pantera.
Which might be news to him because he might have blacked out the experience.
Right. He signed a lot of autographs. We had Paul Shortino. Quiet Riot.
Rock Vault.
Cut, mm-hmm. Rock Vault fame.
Yep.
It was a fun thing to
Dennis
do.
Mitchell, Dennis Breakfast Mitchell. Breakfast of the Beatles. So we had a pretty cool turnout of a variety of people who felt this was important enough to blow off, a superstar at a competing venue, mostly because of you.
Yes.
Mostly because of your ingenuity and your interconnectivity in the city. This is going to serve you well when you're looking for an arena.
Well, thank you, John. I hope so. I mean, the outpouring since you basically broke the story on New Year's Eve, and the outpouring has been remarkable. And there's two levels of outpouring. One is our fan base. And the fan base have taken to social media, and I think I need to make this very clear. We're not programming these people. These people have had kids grow up in the Orleans Arena watching hockey games for the last 11 years. And it's become sort of their place, their family place. So anything that they see, and some of it's not so kind to the people over there.
Most of it isn't.
Most of it isn't. I need to make it clear, we are not behind that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when this news is going to break and it's important to people, that they have to express themselves, and they're doing that. But we're not feeding
and
them.
And they also have the American right to do so.
Yeah, and we're
everybody
not,
does.
And we're not going to feed that. That's
but you
thing.
Have made your opinion about this very clear, and you've gone to the point on the Facebook page of the Wranglers of clarifying in a couple of instances at least the statement by Boyd Gaming,
right?
Which comes across. You're answering them in a social media environment where they're not engaging you. Doesn't that kind of agitate people a little bit?
Well, I think it probably does. I mean, the important thing is about that correction on their statement is that
Explain that to the viewers. Like, what was the statement, and then what was the correction?
I'll get the statement here. David Strau, who actually was a colleague of mine, a terrific journalist, David Strau, who's a spokesman now for Boyd Gaming in New Orleans. He used to be at the Sun. We used to sit near each other in the Sun newsroom. A great journalist who's now in a corporate communications role with Boyd Gaming. Quote, "We are in the final season under the Las Vegas Wranglers' current agreement with the Orleans Arena. Unfortunately, we have been unable to agree to terms for renewal that would keep the team at the arena after this season. We have greatly enjoyed our relationship with the Wranglers, and we wish them every success in the future." Period. Now, what needs clarification?
I can think I already see it.
Well, the clarification is that there wasn't a negotiation.
Exactly. There were no terms.
And the phrase unable to come to an agreement implies that there was an effort to come to terms. Now, with that said, I think it's very important to the 1.3 million people that have given us a lot of money to keep this product going to know that that statement requires a bit of a correction.
Mm-hmm.
But with that correction, that's it. There's no more debate on my part about what happened. At the end of the day, if Boyd Gaming wants to come out and said, we're doing something different with our building, it's our building, and the Wranglers don't have a place, that's honest and that's fine.
And you're convinced they came to the table with – they were not going to negotiate. Well, they were informing you that you were going to be
they
done
said
at
their
the
mind
end of
was
the season.
Yeah, they said 100% they had no plans.
Now, what about Gary's counteroffer to ask for 1 year so you guys could get your feet under you and go into the subsequent season with an agreement.
Yeah,
happened there?
You would have to ask Gary specifically what happened, but I do know that he said, how about 1 year? And they said, we would think about it. And then on December 14th, we got a letter saying that this would be the last year. So if there was any dialogue between Gary and them between that, I've not heard of it. But I want to be clear about
you're not coming down on Boyd Gaming. It's their decision 100%.
Yeah.
But it is a misleading thing to say. Saying that we cannot agree to terms makes it seem like you had a negotiation going back and forth on ideas, and there never was. Which they had the right to do. They simply said, no, no matter what you have to offer us, we have no place for you. And didn't really want to hear what you guys had to offer because they had made their decision as they have the right to do.
This exactly right. And this is vitally important with that little correction that I made on social media. We respect that right of theirs. Mm-hmm. It's their building. They don't have plans for us. Fine. That's fine. But we are going to be left over. We're going to be left with trying to find a place to play in 3 weeks. And our community, after having 22 failed sports teams come and go, much under dubious and irresponsible ownership and a lot of hubris in there, we have to make very clear to our fan base who trusts us so much with making sure that we have hockey in this town that it's not that we didn't come to an agreement. They have to understand that we believe in this city.
Yeah, like you wanted to make it work. You didn't have a choice.
It has nothing to do with what we think of Boyd Gaming. It has everything to do about what our fans and our sponsors think of us.
Right, and you've presented this as sort of a maybe with a slight qualification, but a successful franchise in Las Vegas, a successful product that draws an increasing number of people each year.
I have to say it's one of the best, and I've said this before, I'm sorry about that, but had it not been for Billy, I would not have really gotten to know the Wranglers. And so I have to say that for a night out on the town, really, it is one of the most fun things that you can do in Vegas. It's not an expensive thing to do. I mean, we have shows up and down that are, wonderful and they're pricey, but it is family entertainment. It's entertainment and it's exciting. And it's something that we don't have the opportunity to see, which is competitive sports in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
On the strip, pretty much on the strip. The Orleans was just off the strip. And I mean, I would much rather go to a Wranglers game and have fun and laugh and root and everything than I would to see just about any show on the strip.
Chuck a puck.
Well, thanks. And I think this is the point where I do what they call the pivot. I mean, at the end of the day, with that slight correction in Boyd's statement and the reason why I made that quick correction. And, you know, that's why we're very much looking forward to the future now.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you know, it doesn't matter what happened between us and Boyd.
Yeah, that's
not
that,
at all.
Let's look to the future that we want to keep the Wranglers in our city.
That's exactly right.
And so I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Let's say that you don't find a place in the next 3 weeks or however long.
That's a sentence I do not accept.
Okay, but let's say you can go dark for a season, and so you have time. The Wranglers, no matter what, are not going away. I want to make that clear.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this: the reason going dark is not an option for us at all is because we have an amazing front office staff that makes this work. 1.3 million people do not come to a facility over a decade in minor league sports without hard work.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 22, 25 people that work in the front office. They're on the phones. They're selling tickets. People don't come on their own. Many of my employees have kids. We have Wranglers babies. You know, you always see the credits at the end of a movie, and you've got production. We've got families. We've got people's jobs to save.
Many of whom were conceived during a promotion of the Wranglers.
Yes, exactly.
Right. I don't want credit for that.
Conception night.
It's true. Oh, my God, that'd be awesome.
After the Midnight Circus.
Conception night. I love it.
So,
Billy will take that. He's a master of marketing. He will take that.
We'll have to be at a neutral site to pull that one off, I think.
Isn't that always the case?
That's always the case. So... So the reason to finding a stopgap solution, I mean, we could probably say, okay, we may go dark, but that's not the reason. We have momentum. Our attendance is better than it's been in 4 or 5 years, and why stop it?
Exactly.
We've got an amazing group of people who work very, very hard. We earn every ticket sale that we get, and quite frankly, our fans are owed with their dedication
to have
a team in 2014, and that's our goal.
And by the way, a winning team.
Well, not so much this year. We're struggling.
Just saying, like, overall, I mean, last season was an exciting, exciting season.
Yeah, it was a good season.
Playoff season.
Yeah.
So was it 3 years ago they were in the finals?
It was two seasons ago.
Two seasons ago they played Cincinnati in the championship.
So, let's be honest. It's as someone who is from Cleveland, Ohio, a sports team, you know, a sports city, we have been on, you know, it's been a while, thanks to LeBron James's arrogance, that we do not have winning teams, but yet we still have a city that is behind their sports teams. And Las Vegas is a city that is behind the Wranglers.
Yeah, I think it, without being too grandiose about what our intentions are, John, you've heard me say this a million times. We figured out early that this city have a lot of uninvited people to things, and they may be priced out of particular shows or might not have access to things. And we've always been about inviting the uninvited. And I think that's probably why you see so much support in the last couple of days. The uninvited who have been invited someplace have really grabbed us as their own. And it's really wonderful. I mean, it's been a terrific outpouring. Now we owe them in return every best effort in the next 3 weeks to solve this.
As you go forward in the next 3 weeks, one thing that you've said that Boyd had stopped short of saying that might play into all of this is the financial viability of the Wranglers, where they say they weren't making money or weren't making enough money for us to keep them.
Right.
Is there anything you need to do differently from an operations standpoint to make sure that you can guarantee you're going to operate in the black right away to any of these operators who you're talking to?
It's not our financial viability they were concerned with. It was their own. How much money could they make by having the Wranglers there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our financial viability, profitability, or lack of profitability is my problem and Gary's problem.
Mm-hmm.
That does not enter into the equation at all where we play. If Gary's willing to make so much money or lose so much money,
you pay your rent. In other words,
you pay your lease.
So therefore, that is what
that's
the agreement that you go into, and you fulfill that agreement. You've never come short of fulfilling agreement.
Okay. We've never not paid our rent. Mm-hmm. So,
and you mentioned 22 sports franchises in Las Vegas. Not all of them could say that.
Maybe
none of them could.
That's exactly right.
Which is why they left.
In other words, you're letting all of the fans know there is still hope.
There is still
a
hope.
A lot of hope.
Absolutely.
for the 2014 season to take place.
Yeah, I think Gary and I had a wonderful moment when we were driving around town. I think it was December 16th or 17th, meeting with a bunch of people who took our meetings very quickly, many people we've never met before. And, you know, Gary and I just had this moment in the car, and we were just like, holy moly, this thing means something to people. And I'm not just saying that because I'm trying to promote what we do.
No, it's true.
I mean, I still have a problem to solve. Promoting right now doesn't do me any good. But we just had this sort of moment in the car where it was the comments coming back were beyond what even we thought we had in this town. And it was really a nice moment to take a deep breath after the news we had just gotten and go, you know, this is worth it. This is totally worth it. And I'm not exactly sure a lot of owners would have been like Gary. I mean, Gary, I can't say enough about the guy.
Founded Qualcomm.
Yep, family founded Qualcomm.
And is lucrative enough and rich enough not to need AA hockey. Right?
Well, they don't need us.
Yeah.
I mean, Gary doesn't need this for his lifestyle at all.
But he believes in it.
He believes in it. And I'll give you another example by Gary Jacobs. He's got four kids, college age or older now. His wife, Jerry Ann, is an amazing, amazing mother and partner for him. And
by the way, I'm going to interject, as do you have an amazing wife and partner.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, go on.
She is terrific.
she's a Vine individual.
And to give you an example, they're here all the time, and they came in on a family vacation, you know, just before New Year's for 4 or 5 days and went to concerts and shows. They're always in town. They love this city. They love being here, and that's a great motivation for Gary.
Yeah.
So as a fan, what can we expect realistically out of the next season for the Wranglers? Are we looking at the possibility? Everything adds up to some place. You're probably going to be able to secure a home ice somehow.
Yep.
That won't maybe be permanent.
We're looking for a transitional situation. We would like to have those conversations right now in concert with a permanent solution. Mm-hmm. We'd like to deal with one entity. We don't necessarily believe that's always possible. If you're a Wranglers fan and you're counting on coming to see us play next year, it could be a temporary facility where we might be able to get 2,500, 2,600 seats in. Again, the goal here is to reset the clock for January 21st. Once we do that, we've been told by so many people in this town what the opportunities are going to be. And they're going to be exciting, and they could be really big. But we can't get there until we reset the clock.
Right.
Or scenario two for next year could be we combine 2-3 facilities, and we play 10 games in one place, 12 games in the other. We have a lot of people have stepped up willing to do a situation
like
that.
I love that that's an option.
We promise to be more out of the box than Dick Cheney hunting vest night. On solving this problem.
Well, I'll tell you what, Billy, as we wrap it up, this is a heck of a way to get free media.
I should have thought of this years ago.
Exactly.
The whole getting kicked out of the arena angle. I never thought of it.
And conception night is another great thing to throw out there.
When we reopen.
That sounds like a big Friday-Saturday combo.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You are the king of all marketing.
I'll be there for both of those.
And you are, by the way, one of the nicest guys in Las Vegas.
We need to keep Billy Johnson and the Wranglers around and Gary and everybody else. So we're going to keep tracking this everywhere we can, and we'll have you back in when you do get a new venue.
Thanks.
Buy your book.
I might have a second novel coming out based on this. Hey, by the way, let me say that I don't often get a chance to say this. I want to tell the fans that might be listening. I never get a chance to see them much, but I want to tell them how much we appreciate them and how much we love them.
Mm-hmm.
We're grateful.
Yeah, and you were at the gate yesterday, New Year's Day, telling them all that.
Yeah,
and I know that because I saw you do it. All right, Billy Johnson, we're going to do this again, and we are going to keep track of
you.
We're
going to announce the new place for the Wranglers. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah,
yeah,
the Dishy Cats Dome.
There you go.
Thanks for coming down, Billy.
Thanks, gang.